This podcast replay is brought to you by baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do you have an injury that's keeping you from doing what you love? Take charge of your health and get back in the game with the help of the all-pro staff at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information.
Dolphins-wise, I'm humored by bullshit. You know, kind of like what happened with Shang Tsung falling for the whole X thing and praising Flo because he needs a job and all that. If I could measure the amount of bullshit I hear from agents, we could have bigger mountains of crap here in Florida than we have right now, actually. Okay, our mountains would be that much bigger. And again, look, it all sounds good if you want to fall for the banana in the tailpipe and all that bullshit. Drew Rosenhaus selling this bullshit that all his players, the four or five players that signed here, they all took less to come here. If you believe that, well, then, you know, I can see why you would fall for a lot of other things that go on in this world. You know what I'm saying? Right. So players are going to be taking less all the time and he's going to take less commission. Really? I can see a player doing that. All of your guys. Really? So there was a line for Jordan Poyer and there was a line for Shaquille Barrett. Really? Really, there were so many teams to choose from. So many teams on one-year deals. So many teams on one-year deals with no tax dates. Some of the shit that is spewed out there, I get it. It's good PR for him. It ingratiates himself to some of you fans out there because you think somehow he's in your corner or some shit like that. And then it also, it's a PR move on him because it makes you want to like the player even more. Oh, no, he came here. He took less to come to us. No, it's not that maybe the other option was, I don't know, Carolina. I don't know. What was the other option? What did you have, Jordan Poyer? Miami or Jacksonville? Miami or what? The Patriots? You know, there's a song from the. The band is called the, and it's okay. I know it's the Mind Bomb album. Greedy Hands of Politics, the Beaten Generation. That's it. The Beaten Generation. The Beaten Generation. And let me get the lyrics because I kind of know the lyrics a little bit. This is the part of the line of the here it goes. The Beaten Generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The Beaten Generation, the Beaten Generation. Open your eyes, open your imagination. It's a great song, by the way. Mind Bomb is just a great album, period, from the. But we are the Beaten Generation because we are reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. I mean, it's a line. This is a song that was written in the 90s, and it just goes, or maybe late 80s. I'm not sure. Maybe 89, 90, 91. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, so it just goes with everything that goes on nowadays, you know, and this is just more of the misinformation that they just want to throw out there, kind of like what I've done with you with our dollar and Bitcoin and all that misinformation, you know, same thing. And here's Drew Rosenhaus feeding you a whole bunch of shit, dude. Oh man, too funny. I just laughing at, you know, I'm glad to have the players here. Just don't feed me the bullshit. I'm glad Jordan Poyer's here. I'm not gonna like him anymore thinking that he took less. Bullshit. He wanted to play here, dude. He wanted to be here in Miami. He's been wanting to play here. He has a house here. Took less. Took less from what? The Patriots were offering $500,000 more? Yeah, you're gonna go there? Come on, dude. You know, it's it's pretty much hope the Marlins to overachieve and expect the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros to be talked about nonstop. Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Big O. Captain Saki is checking in from Tarpon Springs. GP Trap says, thank the Lord. Yes, sir. Vinny Viola, Doug Sifu, man. Studs. Ocala Joe says, damn, Big O, you stirred up some bad memories of the 90s where Bruce Smith and Thomas were killing us. Yeah, those teams were brutal, dude. Those were some really awesome teams. I was just in Jacksonville over the weekend. Nice city, and no offense, but I'd much rather live in MI. Well, you know, nothing wrong with Jacksonville, but you can't compare West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Jacksonville can't be compared to those cities, man. It's not even close. I'd rather live in Port St. Lucie in Martin County. Love that area. But yeah, no, Jacksonville's a smaller, you know, while it's wide, there's a lot of land. Actually, Jacksonville is actually a big city in the sense of its landscape, but yeah, resources, nightlife, all that kind of stuff, bro, you can't compare nothing to South Florida. Tampa can't be compared to it, and Tampa's better than Jacksonville. You know, Orlando's better than Jacksonville, and neither one can be compared to South Florida. You know, yeah, it's South Florida's at another level, man. It's an international city.